Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I mostly probably need THAC on this one.
Aaron? Ooh.
But no. Hold on. Okay. We met with our wedding DJ today.
Ooh.
Prepping for, you know, the big dance floor. The Slacker's going to be busting a move on.
I need you to understand with every fiber of my being. You, like, I adore you. And I wish you and
nicest
Dane...
Nicest thing he's ever said to me.
I wish you all the happiness in the world. But if you believe that your marriage or the success of your day has anything to do with my feet ever touching your dance floor, you are going to be sadly disappointed. There is nothing you could do. Literally Wait, nothing you could do.
So you're telling me when a dance floor kicks off, and the DJ says something like, I don't know, what would the DJ say to get everyone out there?
Come on, everybody.
You hired the DJ. Right guy. I don't even care who it is. It's not him. It's like, get on your feet.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, on the dance floor, everybody.
Right. Well, We know the first thing he does before he says a word.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you for the first time?
No. Oh. This is to get the dance floor. Nobody cares about them.
Before he says a word, he hits a banger.
He hits dope.
Oh.
Do, 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 do. He did he or did he not do it at the exact same time as me?
It was.
Everybody
that's
knows.
Impressive. I don't think that's going
to
be our first
It's the
song.
One that gets your parents down to your siblings.
Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk.
Okay, but here's the problem.
It's the song.
Uptown Funk is at my mother and my stepfather's wedding. I think it played four times.
Yes, because the DJ's lazy.
No, my stepdad kept going up and be like, just run it back. So I feel like it needs a later moment at our wedding to really honor my stepdad.
No, then it's going to have to play twice because it's the one unifying song. Like, because you could play some Drake or some Kendrick, whichever part of that war you're on. But, like,
what about
something to get your friends up there, but it's going to keep the parents sitting.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the parents in the beginning.
You need to get the parents
For sure.
up.
In
the
beginning. I do agree with that. What about an oldie that's got a remix on it?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
An oldie
with a remix.
I think
that's what's going to be happening, just so you guys know. But what I'm saying is, Slacker, you're saying that no matter what, when they're asking every single person to come to the dance floor, you will not.
No, I will not.
You stay seated?
Like a loser? Yes. I will stay seated. I'll be at the bar. I will.
You'll slip away right when you know it's time.
100. Dude, I don't dance. And I definitely don't dance around people that I know will be watching me not dance right.
I will not be paying attention to you.
There is no wrong.
At all.
Yeah, there is.
There is no wrong. What
there is
I
no
do
wrong.
Is probably wrong.
No. Here's the thing. Okay. You're the bride. You're going to look stunning. And like,
so true.
And it's just, it is what it is. Erin was in competitive dance. She's going to be out there clogging her face off.
No.
I have seen THAC throw up, come back into the studio, dance in front of a trooper in a way that in my wildest dreams I could never do. After a year's worth of lessons, there is no way I'm dancing in front of the three of y'all ever. It's just not happening.
Okay, then I no longer need your help.
Great. Hold on. Just to clarify, you want the advice of the person who just said, come on, everybody.
Yeah, well, that
Stand
wasn't
up,
great.
Ladies
and gentlemen. It's getting worse.
Welcome.
We are building our must play.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
We are building our must playlist.
Yes.
Wink. Must playlist. Anyway, sorry. The must play playlist.
What did I miss?
I just merged the words together. It doesn't matter. Okay. And what I'm curious from each of you, I guess even Slacker, what one song is that you're like, if you go to a wedding, you gotta hear this one. And it can't be Uptown Funk.
Okay.
That's fair.
And I would love people to text in as well. 303-222-5423. I need this to be a party.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We get in a lot of trouble when we put our podcast up with songs in it for some reason. So,
well, we're not going to play that.
No,
right
but I'm
now.
Saying, so we're just going to have to sing our song
okay.
for you right now.
Okay.
The song that I know has to play goes a little like this.
That is so far banned. Chicken dance?
Yeah, that's my must play. If you want me on the dance floor.
But you've already told me your feet will not touch the dance
floor. But I can do that because it's a choreographed dance thing. I can't do that one wrong.
Would you do like a Cupid shuffle?
No.
A choreographed dance?
No, but it's difficult. Is that the one that's two stomps this time?
No. That's, I don't know what the Cupid shuffle is just like, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left,
yeah, you're
to
talking
the
about
left.
The cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha slide. Do you think maybe I could get some private lessons with T-Hack on the Cupid shuffle?
I bet he would stand behind you and show you how to do it on the dance floor.
Sure. Like you're like we're in Ten Cup, the movie, and you're like, teach me how to do a golf swing?
I would.
Yeah. Cute.
Is that a roll of quarters in your...
Okay. Anyone else with a song that must...
Yeah, originally I was thinking something by ABBA, however you want to pronounce it.
Dancing Queen?
No, Voulez-Vous.
Voulez-Vous,
no, that's not them.
Oh, that's not?
Voulez-Vous. Aha! Okay, yeah. I like this. You don't know
I've
that
never
one.
Heard that song
There's
in my
really
life.
There's really good remixes to that, too.
Have you heard that song, DJ Boy?
I don't think so, no.
You haven't played it?
I don't think so.
Get
no.
it on your list, man.
Dancing Queen, obviously, and Waterloo is another
Waterloo is a
one, but I don't think I know how to. I probably have it. I don't know how to spell it and find it.
Give me a man after.
Another good one.
Give me a man after midnight. Who sings
you were like alive.
Yeah. Shut up! I was not. Tell me what you want. What you really want?
Spice Girls. Yeah. Wannabe?
No.
Do you think it's a come to the dance floor song?
Yes.
It's a sing together,
like
but
a
not necessarily
girls' night song.
Mm. I would say the Isley Brothers. Shout. You gotta play Shout.
Ooh.
You understand? Okay.
Shout. My hands up.
Is there a part in that song where
we get low?
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit quieter now.
I actually literally
Here's
need
the thing.
To make a list.
This is really strange.
What?
That is the one. That's the last song I danced to at a wedding. Every one of my brothers and my own wedding, like my family has a tradition of like basically reenacting the Blues Brothers doing it. Okay. So you're just like out on the dance floor doing
so
all the like.
So you maybe would join for that?
No, because I would look like the 900-year-old man doing the Blues Brothers version and no one else is going to do that. And it's just because my brothers are like 12 years older than me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like they loved shout. And you're just like, and by the end of it, you're just wringing wet with sweat. That's a hard
And
pass.
If you're going to sweat that much, I actually commend you for not entering the next floor.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9. Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, The Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets. Join The Slacker Show tomorrow at number 38 in Rhino for The Strays of Summer.
2 hours of casual happiness
with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver
who are looking for a forever home.
The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino.
Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Sploot Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38.
Check out alice1059.com for more details.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.